Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Diary. I was talking about Tim Tebow the other day when I saw that he'd hit another home run for the St. Lucie Mets. I couldn't tag it up to the fact that he was a good baseball player because, in fact, he wasn't. He only had 3 home runs. And what I tell, he only had a .222 baseball average. That said, I couldn't figure out why they would move him up, or as other people said, failing upward, into St. Lucie. All that was dispelled, however, when I read today that he actually hit a 2-run bomb to win this game. Side note, I don't know if he actually won. But it brought me to this fact about whether or not the persons who tell me about sports are really the people who ought to be telling me about sports. The end.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus. Oh, can we do start again?
P.S. Thank you for these. House you built and food on my table.
No, can we start? I would like to start again because I would like to do the other option, which would be, are you there, God? It's me, Timothy. Are you there, God? It's me, Tim Tebow. I know that you might have noticed that I just got moved up to 1AA, or whatever it is, big A, even though I haven't been doing so well in lower A. I just want to hope to you, Dad, to just give me the strength to go in there and show him that I really deserve to be in single A at St. Lucia. Could you find it in your heart to make it so that I can hit a 2-run homer in my first game with the team? Thank you, that'd be swell. Best regards, love ya, Tim Tebow. Will that get us off the air? Probably.
Letters to God from Darren.
Yeah, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. I read all those Judy Blume books, by the way, when I was a kid. All of them. Fudge, Super Fudge.
I'm glad I played that one again. Oh, man, that was great.
Can we use that one? Is there something? Is there...
You gotta find a different player like every week.
Just a different guy to
send a letter.
Send a letter to something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We can make that.
Yes.
We need to get sponsored. If you want to sponsor that particular thing, just give us a call, 303-831-1340.
Letters from Darren.
Letters from dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Dot 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 dot.
Ding.
That's what we call it. Letters from dot 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 dot. Oh. I feel sorry for other radio shows because, like, you can totally get caught up in minutiae with sport. I mean, you totally can. And talk about the numbers and crunching the numbers and this, that, and the other thing and wins and losses and all this other stuff. And you totally miss out on the... Do you know what I am? I am sports bloopers. I am NFL... We are NFL follies. That's what we are. That's what we are here. So we're here to help you. We're here to make you laugh, particularly when the Rockies are in the middle of an 8-game losing streak. But that doesn't mean we won't talk real sports. We do talk real sports all the time. Here's my question. Okay, this is a weird question, but I'm going to have to ask it. If you knew that Tim Tebow would go 4 out of 7 passing.
Passing attempts?
Passing attempts.
Yeah, 7 passing attempts.
Yes. Just the production. Okay, just imagine the offensive production that he gave us while he was here. For the
you market. Know beforehand?
If you knew beforehand.
He's only going to throw 7 times.
whatever, just the entirety of the work, okay? So that you knew that it was going to be that. You knew it was going to be DMACC sending out video of the worst passes you've ever seen thrown in practice, all of that. But you knew that he would win. He would go 8 and what did he go in his 8-2?
In his rookie year?
In his rookie year. As a starting quarterback, he was 8-2. I believe. Might have been 6-2. Let's go with 6-2. Would you take Tim Tebow at what he did? You know, with all of that, but knowing he would win 6 out of every 8 games for you, including winning playoff games. Would you take that if you were today's Bronco fan? Would you take that if you were today's Bronco fan? Because here's what I find so amazing. And I see this with Colin Kaepernick on the other side. You know, Colin Kaepernick wins games for people sometimes, but not all the time. Okay, but you know, so what? He protests and does that. Whatever. Whatever. Would you take winning over performance? And this is the thing that I think really is the one thing that Bronco fans and Bronco Nation struggles with. Would you take unorthodox performance if it meant winning? And the best way we can talk about that is in Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, all he did here was win. All he did here was win. He became one of four. Listen, do you want to know how well Tim Tebow did here? And I'm not suggesting we get him back. He's too busy hitting home runs for St. Lucie. Craig Morton, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Jake Plummer, Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Only 5 quarterbacks that ever won playoff games for the Denver Broncos.
Huh. That's a pretty big list.
Pretty good list.
Yeah. Craig Morton.
Super Bowl winning quarterback. Yeah. Craig Morton.
John Elway.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Peyton.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Jake the Snake is not a
really cool guy.
Really good, though. I enjoyed him when he was
got there. Shafted, I think. They should have gone to another Super Bowl.
Yes.
The next year, and they didn't because Mike Shanahan
blew that one.
Yes. Did exactly what we're talking about here. Jake was unorthodox. He threw a right-handed pass to himself, and that's not a good idea when you're a left-handed quarterback and you're on your own goal line.
But neat.
But all he did was win, no matter what.
Yeah.
Would you take unorthodoxy for winning? I mean, do you need to have, you know, John Elway personified like the handsome... He was Metro Man in Megamind.
Had all the tools.
He had all the tools, you know, the flowing blonde locks, the beautiful wife, all of that nonsense. You know, I mean, for God's sakes, he was Thor in Orange.
Yes.
Or as we like to call him, Thorange.
Thorange.
Is that what you want? But losing for Super Bowls. Or would you like a guy that wins 6 out of every 8 games, including 1 out of every 1 playoff games, and maybe more, but wins 6 out of every 8 games, but throws it 5 times and maybe makes 3 passes.
Man, what a boring game to watch. But at least they win.
I watched a 0-0 soccer game today that might have been one of the most exciting games I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I understand that. Soccer 0-0 games happen all the time.
Listen, low-scoring games happen all the time.
In the NFL?
In the NFL. I watched a 10-6 game here that was boring.
Yeah, because it was the Denver Broncos.
And the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
But I'm just suggesting to you that does it matter if it's boring or does it matter if it's losing? I'd rather be winning and boring than losing and exciting.
Yeah, true.
Or do you? That's the question, and we'll ask it in the last question after. That's whatever it is. Segment. Period.
This thingy.
Or as we like to call it, Thobble Wobbles.
Yeah.
Thobble Wobbles.